cemetery.
Would it be a cemetery if it were public and or private? Would you call a private place to bury something else?
They call them parks, Memorial Park, God Memorial Park or something, but it's the cemetery right on.
I put that one next to a church. What would you call that?
Burying ground, there's a church graveyard.
What about a family?
Family plot.
You put the body, before you bury it, you put the body in a...
In the funeral home, in the funeral home.
The box that
in the, in the coffin.
And the service that's held is...
The service is what?
The service that's held before...
It's called the funeral.
And the family, sometimes they wear black, but that's probably...
That's mourning.
You want to tell someone not to worry, you say, now don't.
Don't worry.
There's a disease that people have that's an aching and a swelling in the joints.
I got it.
Is it very bad?
Oh, this is bad. Fits.
I'm probably not keeping you sitting here isn't helping any either.
That's all right.
There's a disease that children used to die of, a great deal. They give now a shot for it.
Is that diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. There's also a disease, a liver disease, that makes your skin turn yellow.
Yellow fever. Yellow jaundice.
All right. There's a disease that is a severe pain in the lower right side.
Pneumonia. Appendix.
All right. Now, the disease is...
Appendicitis.
If you take something in your stomach and you can't keep it down, then you're liable to
vomit.
Right, is there a joking term that you might use?
Throw up.
How would you say it? A crude way of saying that?
No.
Would vomit be a neutral? Fairly.
That's what I know it by.
All right. If a person can't keep food down, you say he's sick.
He's upset in stomach.
A man who's going with a girl, you'd say, or who's taking her out and on dates, you'd say, well, John is married. He's
courting Mary.
Did you say courting, going
dating,
with, going
steady? Dating, going
steady. All right. And what are some terms that you'd use for a boyfriend?
My lover.
All right. Would that be a joking sort of way of referring to
him? Yeah, I guess so.
What about a girlfriend?
A lover girl. I heard that term. But what seemed to be?
Oh, well, number of terms possibly. You're steady, you're
sweetheart.
Jalarkey.
Oh, jalarkey.
Did you ever hear of jalarkey?
I heard that.
You haven't heard of that?
No. Not in Cody.
Have you heard of it in other ways?
Somebody called you, oh, you're jalopy. You, I think about an old wagon or something broke down in there for it. Is that?
If a man asked the girl to marry him and she refused, you'd say, well, she just...
Turned me down.
All right, is there a joking way of saying it?
I don't know.
All right, if she doesn't turn him down, then they're likely to go on and get...
Married.
Have you ever heard of a noisy serenade that's given after a wedding?
Yes, they go up around through the streets, blowing the horns, and they just got married.
Is that called anything in particular?
So is it called anything? Uh-huh. I don't know what they call it.
Yeah. If you're referring to people in large groups, and you really think that's just they're up to no good, you might say, oh, that look at that whole...
Bernardum or something, no. Look at that whole crowd of, I don't know.
You used to maybe say a whole crowd or a whole mob or a whole bunch or a whole gang. Mm-hmm. Or